Get reviews. I believe we are, yes, that comes in number one, case number 2197. Case number is the summary, please.
Yes, case 2197, the complainant is Thomas Ripoff, the respondent is Ryan Sabota, DVM. On February 4th, 2019, Diesel, a 4-year-old male XL bully, was presented with respondent for allergy issues on all 4 feet. Cytology was performed, allergy testing by dermatologist was recommended but declined by complainant. The dog was started on steroids and antibiotics. During the next several months, the dog returned to respondent due to uncontrolled allergy issues. On September 6, 2019, a cytology was repeated due to thickened tissue on the dog's right rear foot. Referral to a dermatologist was again declined. Surgery was discussed to remove the chronic inflammatory tissue. On November 21st, 2019, the dog underwent surgery and histopathology was declined. 4 days later, the surgery had to be revised due to the dog's leak of the incision site. After the sutures were removed, the dog's condition worsened and new lesions appeared. On January 28, 2020, the dog was presented to a dermatologist where MRSP was identified and treatment was initiated. Quinn expressed concerns that proper diagnostics were not performed on the dog to identify the dog's issue, causing the dog to be on prednisone and antibiotics for a prolonged period of time, unnecessarily. And the committee concluded that no violation of the veterinary practice act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded that the board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Yeah, no respondent. Mr. Stoll monitoring?
Yes, sir.
No complainant. And Dr. Wright, you believe?
Yes, thank you. So going through and reading this, honestly, I don't see. You can have different opinions on how medicine is carried out and how you can approach a case, but I don't see any deficiencies here that make me concerned, that I'm like, no. Dermatology, I like dermatology cases. I also hate them, absolutely. unfortunately, it's a complicated thing, especially in pitties. It's always going to be horrible skin issues. Sometimes they respond very quickly and easily. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes there's more complicating factors. But I don't see any issues that were statute violations here. So I make a motion to dismiss this with no violation.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second to dismiss case 2197. Any further discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
That motion passes. 2197 is dismissed. Next up is 2198. Trace food to risk summary.
Yes, case 2198. Complainant is Debbie Ron and Martel Gangler. The respondent is Dina Herrera Zaragoza, DVM. On February 9th, 2021, Tipsy, a 9-month-old male cattle dog, was presented to respond that were not eating or drinking when passing diarrhea for 2 days. Diagnostics were performed and symptomatic treatment for gastrointestinal upset was recommended. Follow-up with primary care veterinarian was also recommended. The following evening, the dog was presented to respond with a surgery due to the common condition. Due to the dog's temperament, he was muzzled for the exam. While the findings were discussed with the complainant, the dog collapsed. CPR efforts were initiated, but were not successful, therefore they were discontinued. A necropsy was performed, and it was suspected that the dog had aspirated. And the committee concluded that no violations of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred. It was moved and seconded the board that discussed this issue of no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay, we have no respondent. Mr. Stoll monitoring?
Yes, sir.
And no complainant. Dr. Wright, you're the lead.
Yes, thank you. So going through and reading this, I think the complaint was lodged against the wrong veterinarian. His veterinarian was involved, but not during the actual problematic portion that the client was seeing. So I would make a motion in this to dismiss with no violation, and I just have questions for you guys afterwards.
Second.
Motion on the floor, any second to dismiss 2198. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes, 2198 is dismissed.
So the questions I have for you all are, like I said, do we see issues with the case in general, that we need to open up our own cases against the premise and against the treating veterinarian that day? Aggressive animals are hard, and you got a muzzle on there for your safety. Can you safely change that muzzle out to a basket muzzle, which would be better and easier for the animal to breathe in, or if they vomited, to clear their mouth out? Or would that result in a bite, and now we have another issue? I mean, the cloth muzzles, typical muzzles aren't meant to be on long term, but most dogs also don't vomit with them. So it's almost like it's just a horrible situation. I don't know if anybody has any concerns beyond that to investigate this and any further. Love your input.
This is a tough one, because I don't think it was clearly talked about as far as the time of how long the muzzle was on. Definitely says it was a, had to wait a long period of time, but I don't know if that meant though, like, I just, I couldn't really tell.
It's more the communication, the phone calls, is that the prolonged period?
Yeah. And I do, I mean, I think those muzzles need to be taken off when you're not working on the vet, I do agree with that. You put it on for the purpose of what you need it for, and then you take it off. They're not meant to be left on while you're going over markers and doing other things, but I don't know that that happened, and I guess that's the whole point of opening the case, is to find out if it did happen or not, but.
But again, when it comes to aggressive animals, it's like, am I going to put my staff at risk by demuzzling and muzzling them, like, should a basket muzzle been put on in the first place? Do we just go straight to injectable sedation? I mean, there's a lot of ifs, but was the choice that was made wrong, or was it just unfortunate?
Was there an option? Because there wasn't a case against either the responsible vet or the vet that used the muzzle, but could we still send a letter of concern to the practice as far as muzzle use in general and ensuring that you're using safe practices with regards to muzzles and then just not open a case? I mean, it tells them, like, hey, pay attention to this, but.
Definitely not a letter of concern, because that would require a case. It would be like an educational thing, but I don't know, that you overreach by selecting one individual hospital.
Yeah, and I just can't say that I know that that's what happened.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I don't know, so I'm hesitant without.
But it's okay for us to find out.
It is.
When we find out, we'll open the case. You don't need my permission, you just need to make the motion.
Well, I don't know if I want to, is the thing.
I know, it's just a lot, it's a lot of work to go through to find out that they did everything right and the dog just ultimately had an issue, right? Look, I mean, I guess that's all cases, I guess, but.
Yeah, when it comes to aggressive animals, I mean, things can go out the window sometimes. I mean, I'm protecting myself, I'm protecting my staff, I'm not, and that animal's the one at fault here, it's trying to kill me. So, like I said, I can't fault it for using muzzles, because I use muzzles all the time.
It's okay, it's not trying to kill you, bite you maybe.
I had a six-month-old puppy rip my throat open, I had to go to the hospital and stitches. So size does not matter. I have friends that can't do surgery anymore because they got bit on their arm and had nerve damage. I will not deal with aggressive animals, they will get muzzled immediately, they will get sedated, or they will get fired and sent to go to hospital so they can deal with them. So like I said, I don't fault this hospital for doing that and protecting their staff. This is more screaming to me as an unfortunate situation as opposed to an actual violation, and I think if we open anything, at the most, it's going to turn into a letter of concern, kind of like Dr. James is saying about, hey, maybe you should reconsider your muzzle protocols. But again, if it's not safe to remuzzle that dog, to do it a second time, or to change out that muzzle to a basket muzzle, in my hospital, that dog would get a muzzle the entire time. I would try and discharge it as fast as possible, but I'm not going to put my staff at risk, and I think that's where we're going to ultimately go.
Well, that's what we just don't know, right?
What's that?
We don't know if they did do it as fast as possible, we don't know if they did.
No, we don't.
Why discuss without a motion?
Exactly, you can make one.
I'll make one.
But, yeah, I'm just, I don't feel comfortable with it.
I'm last resort.
You're last resort. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we open a case against, regarding the response, not against, regarding the responsible veterinarian for the premises, Jared Breath Hauer, DVM, and the Truly Veterinarian, The Evening the Dog Died, Chris Simpson, DVM.
I'll second. A motion on the floor, a second to open cases.
Did you want to perhaps make two motions?
Two motions.
Treat them separately.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I withdraw my motion. I assume you're going to withdraw your second.
I'll second.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we open a case against the responsible veterinarian, a case regarding this responsible veterinarian for the premises, Jared Breath Hauer, DVM.
I'll second. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Ayes have it, we'll open the case.
I'm going to vote aye on that one. I'm a little late.
It was unanimous.
Yeah, unanimous, yeah.
Yes.
Delayed unanimous.
Now, I don't feel strongly about the next one, but Mr. Chairman, I move that we open a case regarding the treating veterinarian the evening the dog died, Dr. Chris Simpson, DVM.
And I'll second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Two nays, that motion passes.
Who moved the two nays? Mickey Frost and
Yeah.
All right, so two cases to open. Next up, definition of Next down the line. It's time for our inflator. So let's pause on the investigative reviews and we will go to section 3, number 1.